But first, our top story, the shocking attack on Sukhbir Singh Badal in Amritsar today. Who was responsible for this? What do we know about the assailant? And the big question, is this perhaps a spike in violence as far as Khalistanis are concerned? All that and a lot more in this report before we bring in our panelists.
An assassination bid on former Punjab Deputy Chief Minister and Shiromani Akali Dal Chief Sukhbir Badal inside the Golden Temple in Amritsar, where Mr. Badal was performing penance after the Akal Takht, the highest Sikh temporal seat, pronounced religious punishment on him and several other Akali Dal leaders. Video showed the accused approaching Mr. Badal slowly. He swiftly puts his hand in his pocket and takes a firearm out. A policeman standing next to Mr. Badal spots the shooter in time and lunges towards him. He manages to grab the attacker's arm and push it upwards. When the bullet is fired, the trajectory misses everyone and hits the wall. Within seconds, devotees and cops grab the shooter and take him away.
ਉਹਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੂਰੀ ਮਸਤੈਦੀ 'ਚ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਸੀ ਜੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੀ ਮਰਿਆਦਾ ਨੂੰ ਵੇਖ ਕੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਤਲਾਸ਼ੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੈ ਸਕਦੇ ਜੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਰੋਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਮਸਤੈਦੀ 'ਚ ਖੜ੍ਹਾ ਸੀ ਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਕੱਢਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਰਾਉਂਡ ਅਪ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਪਿਸਟਲ ਵੀ ਖੋਲਿਆ ਉਹ ਬੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਗ੍ਰਿਫਤਾਰ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ
Police sources say the shooter, Narayan Singh Chaura, has links with Khalistani terror group Babbar Khalsa. He is considered the mastermind of the 2004 Burel jailbreak case, in which four inmates escaped prison after digging a 94-feet tunnel. These four prisoners included former Chief Minister Beyant Singh's assassins.
Narayan Singh Chaura, who was a terrorist earlier, was involved in more than 21 cases. And in some of the cases, he has been acquitted while others are going on. And most of these cases are from 80s, 1980s and early 90s. So I would not say that it was a lapse. I would only say that we are trying to investigate whether it was his own personal grudge for which he took this action or it was something more to it.
Police have already started investigation. First of all, we are reporting from the spot. We are going to show each and every aspect how this incident had taken place. Here we can see that this is the place where Sukhbir Singh Badal was performing seva in the morning when he has just reached at about 9 a.m. And the man, Narayan Singh Chaura, who wanted to attack Sukhbir Singh Badal, he has just come from this side.
The attack on Mr. Badal was slammed across political lines, with the Shiromani Akali Dal, the Congress and the BJP uniting to condemn the attempted assassination. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann has said the promptness of the state police foiled a conspiracy to defame Punjab and Punjabis.
Punjab police di mustaidi karke ajj ik bahut vaddi ghatna jehdi hai oh hun oh bach gi oh bande nu utthe jehda hai utthe kabu kar liya gaya mauke te ohnu giraftar kar liya gaya. ਮੈਂ ਸੁਖਬੀਰ ਬਾਦਲ ਜੀ ਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਹਮਲੇ ਦੀ ਸਖਤ ਨਿੰਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ
ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਘਟਨਾ ਇਹਦੀ ਜੁਡੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਇਨਕੁਆਰੀ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ
ਸੁਖਬੀਰ ਬਾਦਲ ਕੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਗੋਲੀ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਮੈਂ 100% ਸਰਕਾਰ ਕੀ ਨਲਾਇਕੀ ਮੰਨਤਾ ਹੂੰ
The Punjab police say they are investigative the motive behind this incident and will move swiftly to prosecute the accused Narayan Singh Chaura with Vijay Rajesh Kumar this is Group Singh China for NDTV Amritsar Punjab
Well, joining us now, Naresh Gujral, senior leader of the Shiromani Akali Dal. Thank you, Mr. Gujral, very much for being with us. Firstly, is Mr. Sukhbir Singh Badal okay now? I mean, he must be fairly shocked at the developments which have taken place. You must have spoken to him. What has he said to you?
No, thank God. He's safe. He's cheerful. He's composed. He was shaken up in the morning a little bit, but... He's absolutely composed now.
Just a quick word, sir, before we talk about the rest. We continue with our discussion on the bravery of that policeman. In fact, there was more than one who lunged at the attacker, and that resulted in the bullet being deflected.
You know, this gentleman has been with the Badal family for almost 22 years. He was first with Mr. Prakash Singh Badal, and after him, now he's with the family. Yes, he belongs to the Punjab police, but he's like a family member of the Badals since he's been attached with them for the last 22 years. And we must commend his bravery today. He risked his life, the way he lunged forward to stop the attacker and averted a massive tragedy that could have taken place.
Sir Narayan Singh Chora, the Babbar Khalsa, do you believe that this is part of a larger conspiracy?
Vishnu, before I say anything, I demand, and my party demands, a thorough inquiry by the NIA along with CBI under the supervision of either a Supreme Court appointed judge or a High Court judge. It has to be a fair inquiry, because clearly there is some conspiracy somewhere. Here is a man, a known history cheater, and your channel has just shown where all he was involved. He has a 9mm revolver in his pocket. How did he get it in the first place? Who were the people who were his co-conspirators? All these things will come to light only if there is a proper inquiry, and we have no faith in the Punjab police conducting an inquiry. It has to be done by the NIA and CBI together, but under a court supervision.
Point taken.
We'll
raise that. But sir, in terms of the larger question on a conspiracy, do you believe that this is part of some sort of resurgence of either the Babbar Khalsa or of elements supported by Pakistan?
We all know that for a long, long time, Pakistan has been trying to create problems in Punjab. They want to disturb the peace and amity in Punjab, which came back to us after a long struggle of the 80s and 90s. You remember how horrific those days were. And finally, we have now, by and large, we've had amity. There is Hindu-Sikh bhaichara. But I must point out that there is no law and order situation prevailing in Punjab today. Gangsters are ruling the roost. Murders, kidnappings, ransom happen day in and day out. People are petrified, and I'm afraid the police morale is very low. Please check the number of times senior police officers have been reshuffled or transferred ever since this government came to power. Orders are sent from Delhi, and the chief minister is only chief minister in name. Everything is being controlled by Mr. Kejriwal from Delhi, who does not understand Punjab. And at the cost of repeating myself, I would say the law and order situation in Punjab is pathetic.
Do you believe in a place like the Golden Temple, it is feasible for more frisking to take place? I was speaking to a senior officer, the special DG, Law and Order of Punjab Police, earlier on today, and he said that there are thousands of people moving in through the Golden Temple complex at any time when it is open. This being the case, it may not be possible to frisk anyone all the time. Is that an acceptable answer for you?
Well, no, it is not. I'll tell you why. I also heard a very senior Punjab police officer claiming credit, saying that we have thousands of Punjab police people around the Golden Temple, surrounding the Golden Temple now, to make sure that no untoward incident takes place. If there were hundreds and thousands of people, or Punjab police people, surrounding it, here is a known history cheater. For the last 3 days, he's been doing recce of the place. Even this morning's closed circuit TV is showing that he was going around for about 40 minutes before he came towards Mr. Badal. Why was he not stopped? Why was he not checked?
After all, he's a known face amongst the police. So to claim credit now, I think it's a joke.
All right, Mr. Gujral, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your concerns and raising your demand that this needs to be a court-monitored inquiry, one done by the CBI and the NIA. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us and sharing your thoughts. Unfortunately, Sukhbir Singh Badal is okay, surviving that assassination bid. Joining us now, Ravinder Singh Robin. He's a senior journalist in Punjab. Puneet Sani, an expert on the evolution of Khalistani terrorism. Siddharth Sharma of the Aam Aadmi Party. Anil Kaushik, the former Director General of Police in Punjab as well. Siddharth, to the demand made by the Shiromani Akali Dal that this needs to be court monitored, is that something your government is willing to accept?
Well, right at the outset, how did someone who was in enemy soil land up in India's shore is for the BJP central government to answer, right? Now, what's happened is that Punjab has the most courageous and hard-working people. Highest farming and highest in armed forces are its proof. Now, today, when an attempt to crime is clearly foiled, in place of commending it when debunked myths are floated, it means that there is a clear attempt to malign the good name of Punjab, and that's why the Punjab Chief Minister has ordered an inquiry of the highest order to uncover that conspiracy. Now, as your own visuals are showing, the fact that a weapon-wielding assailant was apprehended by an unarmed police personnel before committing a crime itself shows how agile, well-trained and professional Punjab police is. Now, let me put this into context, Vishnu, today. Let us debunk a few myths. The data I am showing is not my data. This is the Modi government's National Crime Record Bureau data. NDTV viewers can access it online. It reflects Punjab crime rate as one and a half times lower than India's crime rate and five times lower than Delhi's crime rate, both ruled by BJP, one within miles of India's Home Minister's residence. Can the BJP ecosystem say the same thing when an MLA is shot in Maharashtra or under BJP rule, or when triple murder happens in Delhi today, this morning, just 8 kilometers from the
Home Minister's
residence?
Mr. Sharma, let's not take political pot shots over here. This was an assassination attempt, which was very fortunately foiled. I think the larger question arises, and I'll ask it to my other guests
foiled.
As well. Do you believe that there was a larger conspiracy over here involving Babbar Khalsa, involving Pakistan or other elements in Punjab? I'm not getting into crime rates in Delhi versus Punjab. This was a very specific type of crime.
Was that question to me,
yes,
Vishnu?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think I've answered that question, that the Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann has clearly said there is a high-level inquiry going on, and wherever it takes it, and the Punjab DGP also is on record saying that all the angles are being considered, because this is a crime which it was not just fortunate, it was very professionally handled by the Punjab police. And when I say crime rate, there is a context to everything. It's not just about the VIPs being given security. A common man of India also has to feel secure.
No,
and that's
okay,
what the data, that's what the data is showing, that Punjab is better off today than it was earlier.
Sir, we are talking about an assassination bid. I'm not talking about the overall crime rate. I'm sure your statistics on the crime rate are fine. I'm talking about an assassination bid and the context of how that happened and the inquiry that needs to be connected. So they're slightly different themes. But be that as it may, I wanted to go across to Ravinder Singh Robin, a senior journalist in Punjab. Ravinder ji, is there any clarity on the weapon which was used? It was a 9mm revolver. Was this something which was or could be procured in India, or was this an imported weapon or a weapon transferred from abroad?
Thank you, Vishnu. But so far, we are from Narayan Chora, got that weapon. We're from how he got and how he concealed those weapons and visited the Golden Temple with that weapon. It is yet to be come up after the investigation. So far, availability of weapons are there. So as like some other state of Punjab, India, Punjab is also notorious for circulation of such non-licensee weapons. If you remember the attack on the Sidhu Moosewala, the weapon those were used there, and other incidents too. So I'm not actually amazed if he has those weapons with him. So far, where from he got that weapon, it is yet to be come up. okay. after the investigation.
Puneet Saini, given his history of, he'd infiltrated into Pakistan, he'd come back, he crossed over to Pakistan in 84, he was accused in the Burel jailbreak case, he's been accused of smuggling explosives during militancy, he was arrested in 2013, released on bail in 2018. He is a former terrorist, a Babbar Khalsa terrorist. Do you believe that this is part of a larger Babbar Khalsa plot?
Vishnu, please don't interrupt. So, like, I will just say, like, a few points that people don't know, but they ought to know, right? So, what you're saying is Babbar Khalsa. You see, Nijjar also trained in Pakistan.
Yes.
But SGPC was doing, Shok Sabha in Amritsar. So, the thing is, these people are buffoons. And they don't understand. They played this game in 80s and 90s again. But once you unleash this monster, it turns cannibalistic. So I tell you, the guy who put Bhindranwala in Golden Temple, his name was Jathedar Gurcharan Singh Toda. Then Khalistanis turned on him and, his thumb was blown away. Same was Simranjit Singh Mann. He was saying, all these Khalistanis. But when he tried to say a bit different on election, they said, we will murder you. He ran away to Himachal. He couldn't stay in Punjab. So these Akalis, they got 20,000 people killed in Punjab and they still don't have the brains. They are calling the people who killed Beyant Singh as Bandi Singh. These people were great. They led a struggle. If that is a metric, then Choda is also like a struggler for, Sikh sovereignty or whatever nonsense they say. And his crimes are much less than the people who bought Beyant Singh and 17 other innocents.
I understand what you're saying. You're talking about the past. You're talking about how these elements have been looked at by the Shiromani Akali Dal. I am asking about this specific case. And I am asking whether this marks a resurgence of the Babbar Khalsa.
I answer your question. You are saying Babbar Khalsa, na? I am giving you, okay. So, for example, the current SGPC president now, his name is Harjinder Singh Dhami. And if you look at Harjinder Singh Dhami, he is the very close relative of Babbar Khalsa terrorist Rampal Singh Dhillon and Tejinder Singh Kaloi. And whenever he went to Canada, he spent time with them. And you will be surprised to know, and I'm not talking of 80s, 90s, I'm talking of now. If you Google the name of Rampal Singh Dhillon, you know what they found? After they bombed the airplane in 1985, a few months later, they were planning to bomb the Indian Parliament and another plane. And this was caught on the wiretaps that this Talvinder Singh Parmar and Rampal Dhillon are saying this. Again, the Canada is such a joke country that the wiretaps, they said, some formality was not fulfilled. So they threw out the evidence. But it was caught on wiretaps that Rampal Dhillon was trying to bomb the Indian Parliament.
Right. And so what you're saying is that there are these elements who are enmeshed within contemporary Punjabi politics and political parties. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes. That's why you have this turban. I am saying I am a student of history and I know this subject better than anybody. I am saying the same what they did in the 80s. After Kisan Andolan, this is happening. And if these things are not reversed, thousands of innocents will die again.
Hold on, Puneet. Anil Kaushik, former Director General of Police, Punjab, joins us. Sir, your thoughts on the attack today, and does this point to something larger, or is it too early to say?
This attack is obviously shocking and is a very big incident. But to conclude from this attack that it is resurgence of terrorism in Punjab will be premature because firstly, the generation which has suffered during the terrorism days of Punjab is still alive and active, and they know what losses Punjab and Punjabis have suffered. They would be least willing to come in support of terrorism in large numbers. And secondly, for any terrorism to sustain in a big way, you need not covert, you need overt support of some agencies, some foreign elements, like during 80s and 70s, Pakistan came out almost in total support of terrorism. That overt support may not be still available. Some incidents have been taking place, but that I won't say that amounts to resurgence of terrorism. And credit goes to Punjabis, number one. Number two, Punjab police. And number three, the efforts which have been made to check Pakistan's interference in our internal affairs. So this incident is shocking. This needs to be probed properly, whether it is Choda's individual effort or he's acting under some bigger conspiracy. But resurgence of terrorism at present is not indicated by this whole incident.
All right. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us, because I'm now joined by Arpit Shukla, Special Director General, Law and Order, Punjab Police. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. Do you have any preliminary leads about the motive of this attack?
No, as of now, we have arrested Narayan Singh Jora. A criminal case has been registered against him, and the case is being investigated and he is being interrogated. So once we come to know about the further details, whether he was lone wolf or there was a conspiracy or there were other people, so all these things are being looked into. And once we get the answers, we'll come back to you.
Mr. Shukla, the weapon he fired, a 9mm gun, how do you believe that he procured this?
No, it was a 9mm weapon, and we are also looking into it, that the source of the weapon from where he procured it. And all these questions need to be seen. And once these things come out, we'll get back to you.
Mr. Shukla, what do we know about Narayan Singh Chora? We know, for example, that he'd been arrested in the past. He's had links with the Babar Khalsa. Do you believe this is part of the Babar Khalsa terrorist group now being more visible in Punjab? How do you see this on your radar?
No. It's premature to say anything like that. But definitely, Narayan Jora was an activist of Babar Khalsa International. And he was involved in more than 21 cases. Most of the cases are still going on. In some cases, he has been acquitted. In some cases, he has come out on bail. And but all these cases pertain to late 80s and early 90s. So saying that it is a ploy of any one organization is premature. But we are looking into all these aspects.
Sir, is there a potential Pakistan hand in this? Given the fact that, A, this person had gone to Pakistan many, many years ago, of course, but that he was part of groups which were receiving support from across the border. We now have a problem, for example, with Pakistan, with drones coming in, with drugs coming in. Again, the question I keep asking, is this potentially part of a larger conspiracy we're looking at?
I have already told you that we are looking into it, whether it was his personal grudge, was he a lone wolf, or there was more to it. We are the conspiracy angle. We are looking into all these things. And our specialized teams are investigating the case. And as soon as we get to know, we are also very anxious to know all these things. So we'll get back to you. But yes, I would like to add that it was because of the alertness of our security personnel that this incident was averted.
Could you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, we saw the footage, the gun being pulled out. There was one round fired. Instantly, there was a policeman. Let's play those visuals, in fact, on our screen, who stopped the shooter. Who was this policeman, who, despite being unarmed, went and stopped him with his bare hands?
In fact, after Mr. Badal was declared Tankhaya by Honorable Akal Takht, and he was given some punishment. So then we were anticipating some kind of, violence or some kind of problems in that area. And in view of that, we had deployed heavy police force in that entire area. As you know, we cannot put men in uniform in that specific area. So we had deployed one AIG, two SPs, two DSPs, and about 175 police personnel in civil clothes. And when Narayan Chaudha came and he took out his weapon, there were three policemen who were very, very alert. One was ASI Rajpal Singh, another was ASI Jasveer Singh, and third was ASI Parvinder Singh. So these three, immediately they risked their lives, and they caught hold of him, and that is how this incident was over.
Sir, final question, and I know you're very busy. Was there any concern that this person was allowed to get this close to Mr. Badal in the first place? Were there checks in place whereby he should have been frisked? Is that at all possible in the Golden Temple area?
It was, I mean, Golden Temple, if you have been there, Golden Temple is a place which is visited by thousands and thousands of people. And there is absolutely, I mean, there's no frisking spot as such where people are being frisked. But we are on alert. We keep an eye on all the visitors. And again, I would say it was because of the immediate response of these police personnel that this incident, which could have been very bad, was averted.
All right, Mr. Shukla, hopefully we'll get a response sooner than later on what the motive was, what it is part of, if it is a larger conspiracy or a potential lone wolf attack.